Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Between the Veils, hosted by me, Shane, and my lovely wife, Barbara.
Hey guys.
This is a podcast about spirituality, self-betterment, and dream interpretation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm hanging in there.
Cool.
Yeah. Anything interesting happened today that you want to talk about?
Nothing crazy. Yeah. Nothing too crazy. Yeah.
Cool. Yep, about the same for me. Things are just, they are what they are, yeah. You know? All we can do is keep a positive attitude.
You look like you need some sleep.
Honestly, I'm just ready for summer. I'm ready for a vacation.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. We'll have to discuss that off pod.
Yes.
So, let's jump into some episode topics. Today, we're going to be talking about ASMR. But first, how are we doing on our resolutions? Do you want to start?
Sure. I'm doing okay. I haven't really been doing that well with my diet, but it's one of those things that, you know, you're going to have to try to motivate yourself. And we had a friend recently give us cookies over the weekend,
which were delicious.
We couldn't say no. They were freshly baked, and
I didn't want to say no.
So we just had to eat them. So we ate them
in like a day.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't feel guilty, but I feel guilty about it.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Right. So I've been eating pretty healthy, even though we went out for dinner last night. Although
that's the only time you ate.
Yeah. Although it was the only meal I had yesterday because I was just so busy. And today I pretty much, well, I had breakfast today and then I had dinner, which wasn't too bad. So as per my diet, the food wasn't necessarily clean, but you know, it was okay. So it was
food's the hardest part of the diet.
Yeah. I don't think
it's the hardest part about getting healthy. Mm-hmm. It's the only part of the diet.
Right. I for sure probably went over my calorie intake today, but hey, it was worth it. I went to the gym yesterday, which was really nice. I mean, I'm paying for the gym, so I should go every day. It's just really hard for me to, like, get up and go to the gym. It's just interesting because we live right next to the water, and, like, it's funny how, like, when I'm in the house, like, I don't ever want to leave, but then once I walk out the house, I'm like, holy smokes, like, yeah. We live in such a nice area. We live right next to the water, so I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I should be out there more, especially on a sunny day. And, like, I think it's just, like, the winter that's, like, making me become a hermit where, like, I don't want to leave the house. And, like,
it's dark by, like, 3:30. And
yeah, so, like, I just don't want to go out at all. And even when, like, I have to take out a puppy, I'm like, ugh, this is such a drag. Like, come on, just go pee already. I don't want to be outside. It's just so cold outside, though. It's just, like, I don't want to. And because we live on a hill right next to the ocean, like, that draft of, like, wind, like, it's really it's cool, biting, yeah. But it's, like, sometimes I'm, like, not in the mood for that. Like, I'm not in the mood for, like, wind to be slamming in my face. I'm cold and, you know, like, stinky and, like, I'm not in the mood. So, I find it really difficult to find motivation to go to the gym. But once I'm there, I'm, like, super stoked and super excited and, like,
it feels good working.
Yeah, I really go hard. You know, I'll put on a good playlist and I'm like, oh, yeah, get it, you know? And I'm, like, I feel like Rocky Balboa, you know, like Creed, like, yeah.
Run to the top of the stairs.
But as soon as I get home, I'm like dead.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but there's this thing that I do when I'm on my, like, training runs, where, say, I do 5, 6, 8 miles, whatever. Mm. Whenever I hit that last mile and the Runtastic app, it's like, you have reached 8 miles or whatever. I always, like, throw my hands up like Rocky does. I'm just like, yes!
You're so lame.
And then I immediately stop running and stop the app. But I can't do it without doing that arm wave.
Oh my god. Everyone, my husband.
If you ran that distance, you'd be
that's
doing
true.
It too.
I mean, anywho. So I wish I could, but I have an ankle problem, sir.
I'm not saying you don't have a reason not to. I'm just saying if you did run that distance.
I have. And that I would never do that.
That was before you met me. You probably would know.
That's true. Anywho, so resolutions. Yeah, and I feel like with my last one, I think that I discussed last episode, was reading books, and I've actually been doing pretty good on that. So I'm definitely keeping my mind, like, healthy and, like, mm-hmm. fit and stuff. So I've been learning a lot through these self-healing books and the ones that are more aligned with my career. They've definitely been reflective of certain things I've been doing lately in a positive way. So I'm seeing some positive outcome in my investment. I'm seeing some ROI on my on my book readings. I've increased engagement by 5%. I'm just kidding. but yeah, so far so good.
Cool.
What about you?
Yeah, I haven't really been keeping up with half marathon training because it's, as discussed,
so
cold and wet, and it gets dark super early, and I can deal with the cold. I can deal with it being dark. Like, I've got a headlamp that I've run with before. I'm not okay with it being cold, wet, and dark. It's just not a combo I like.
Yeah, and especially with what happened today with that shooting, like, it's probably best to be safe and, like, not be outside and,
yeah,
you know? So,
I mean, I think even though it gets dark by, like, 5 p.m., if we're being honest about the time it actually gets dark, even if I was running at that time, there are people headed home. So, you know, it's not like it's actually middle of the night or something. I guess the shooting did happen at, like, 4 o'clock, so it can happen at any time.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, I don't typically run in downtown, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I haven't really been training on that. I'm hoping the weather kind of clears up a little bit so I can start seriously training for it.
It's not going to happen in Seattle.
We'll see.
It's going to get worse.
Like I said, if we just remove one of those things, it'll be easier to run.
Mm-hmm.
One of those three. But I did make it into the gym today, which was nice.
Yeah.
Just went to work a little early, and we have a gym there. And so just knocked it out, which was pretty good. Felt good about that. I also finished my first book of the year, 1 of 12 down. Astrophysics for People in a Hurry is an audiobook from the local library. So
nice.
That's pretty cool.
Cool.
I liked it. I'm looking forward to
it. Is there anything you can teach us? Or what did you gain from it? What was the purpose that you even, like, considered in listening to this book?
Well, you actually introduced me to Star Talk by Neil deGrasse Tyson. Mm-hmm. And he redid that show Cosmos, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was originally done by
Carl Sagan.
So I've been a fan of Neil deGrasse Tyson for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I saw he did this book, which I forget, do you own that book?
Which one?
Astrophysics for People in a Hurry.
I
feel like you do. I feel like you've showed it to me. But I
have a physics. I have a few physics books for sure. I don't know if I have that one specifically.
Yeah, for me, I had to listen to it as an audiobook because nonfiction, I couldn't actually sit down and read it. But he talked about a lot of things. He talked about the history of the universe and how we came to have our modern understanding of science. And one of the things, it was actually how he ended the book, but something he brought up, and I was telling you a bit about this, that I thought was really interesting was he talks about how there is a point in human history how we thought we were, so the planet Earth was all there was, you know?
Mm.
There wasn't space, there wasn't anything else. There was basically a ceiling on the sky with, like, stars and
until, Isaac Newton came out with, like, the whole solar system.
Well, there were things before him doing that. But yeah, so we thought we were the only ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
we
found
out everything revolved around us.
Yeah, and then we found out that wasn't true, but revolved around the sun, Earth revolved around the sun. But, and we thought, well, this is the only sun in the all of the universe, you know? But then we found out that wasn't true either, and that all of the lights in the night sky are also little stars. And then we thought our galaxy was the only galaxy there was, but we also found out that's not true. So his point that he brought up was kind of, why would our universe be the only universe? So it was something really interesting that, like, multiverses obviously are an interesting thing to consider. I'm super distracted right now. Our cat was at the door trying to get into the office where we're recording, so Barbara was trying to spray her away.
I used my lavender spray on her.
I don't know if it worked at all. I still see her out there. Anyway, his whole point was every time we think we're unique in some way in the universe,
we're not. We're not special, guys.
You know, it's interesting. So it's like there could be multiverses out there. Who knows?
I mean, I know. Because I'm an alien, guys. Yay! I'm just kidding.
This is news.
I'm just kidding. Whoa. Breaking news. Just kidding.
So yeah, that was cool. Next book I'm going to read is probably going to be a fiction one. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of go back and forth, you know. But fun stuff. The other thing is learning Spanish. I kind of want to get back into Duolingo. Mm-hmm. I haven't been doing that for the last few months, but they have a Spanish podcast I want to start listening to. I want to start practicing it again on the app. And then I want to start actually practicing speaking it, you know? But need to refamiliarize myself with it, so.
Cool.
That's where I'm at with that.
Cool.
Do you have any goals for the future with your resolutions?
Goals with my...
Obviously doing them is it. But is there a certain goal you're trying to achieve with your resolutions?
I definitely want to have a summer body by this summer. That's not going to happen, though. I've been saying that for the past, like, 20 years.
This is the year.
This is the year, though. So, my spread said so. When I did my tarot card reading, it said, this is the year that you become a model and then go to Spain and divorce your husband and become a billionaire. I'm kidding. That's not
true. I would say this is news to me, but we've discussed all this before. It's part of our 5-year plan.
We've discussed this. We're going to have children. I'm going to become a model. He's going to be a stay-at-home dad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be off in Barcelona. Mm-hmm.
Barcelona.
And like, you know. Like,
modeling.
You know, taking care of you.
Yeah.
And hanging out with a bunch of chicks.
And I'll be taking care of the children.
As you should.
As I have agreed to.
It's 2020, boy. 2020. You take care of the kids and I'll take care of you.
Can you believe we're already a little more than 5% of the way through 2020?
It's crazy.
Which, I mean, it's not that much, but still, yeah. When you're thinking about it, it's like, these years just seem to go by faster and faster. Yeah,
it's kind of sad. Yeah. I think when you put, like, a number to it, like mm-hmm. a decimal to anything, you just feel it more. When you see your bank account decreasing as each day goes by, you feel that.
Yeah. I definitely feel like, it, geez. Like, the couple days before payday. It's like
we have bills every other day we have a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's either my student loans or the car insurance or something. And I'm like, geez,
groceries, because I eat a lot. Yeah, it's
puppy's food. She needs more poop bags, apparently. She poops a lot. Dude, like, you guys, puppies are, dogs and pets are expensive. Don't have kids. Just get yourself two
also,
pets.
For anyone who doesn't know, which would be a surprise, considering this is mostly people who know us that listen to this podcast at this point. When we say puppy, we have a dachshund. Her name is Vega. But she also goes by Puppy, so she has a name.
And the cat does too. Her name is Laser, but we call her Kitty. I just call them Kitty and Puppy because it's easier, I guess. It's just like an affectionate thing, like how I call you Babe.
Would you say it's a pet name?
No, it's an affectionate term.
Which is a pet name. Next part. Let's talk about dreams. You have an interesting one to talk about, something with a flying fish.
Yeah, so I had a really weird dream the other day about, it consisted of a bunch of different parts. I'll just kind of like condense it to a few really interesting parts. And one of them was that a storm was coming, or more of like clouds were forming. And I started seeing like what you would see, the veins of like thunder before like it actually strikes.
Right.
But in my dream, I didn't hear any sound. I just kind of saw like them. I just saw the veins of the like energy dancing within the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And then evidently they formed what it appeared to look like a tree, like tree roots. And it looked really beautiful, but it didn't, and it, again, it didn't strike or anything. It was just like dancing and like inside the cloud, like these like lightning, like little veins and whatnot. And then as soon as they were done dancing, it kind of started drizzling. It didn't really start raining. And as like me and like two other people in my dream were like kind of like running, we didn't run away, but we were like, oh shoot, like we don't want to get wet. So let's like, you know, let's go find cover. We started kind of running towards this like forest. And as we did that motion of like turn, like, you know, facing one way and like towards the other way to start running.
Right.
Like in that motion, like I saw something at the corner of my eye, which was a flying fish, like literally a fish with wings flying in the sky. And I was like, that's not normal. I'm definitely dreaming. And as I tell Shane all the time, like I tend to like lose my sense of reality. Like I can't ever know, or I mean, I not that I can't ever know, but I lose a distinction between this reality and my dream world, because they both feel just I mean, obviously reality feels real because it's reality, mm-hmm. but my dreams feel just as real.
Yeah.
And so I can't tell them apart. You've told
me about that too, and it seems and really intense.
It's really creepy because like, and it's creepy because like, I've had dreams in the past where like, it's like I have a dream within a dream within a dream. And I'm not trying to be poetic like Edgar Allan Poe or anything, but it's true. Like I'll have a dream and then I'll wake up and I'm still dreaming, and then I'll wake up and then like, I'll still be dreaming, and then I finally wake up and I'm like, I have all this anxiety on my body because I have no clue of like what is even real until something impactful finally happens, and then I'm like, shoot, I guess I was awake this whole time, you know, or
right.
I was sleeping. And sometimes like I have dreams where like people die or accidents happen, and it's just like really intense. And there was, I think recently too, I had a dream where like I was crying or something. Remember when I was like crying, like,
yeah,
I don't know what it was about,
but I remember it, but that we shouldn't talk about that one because it was super sad.
Let's go back to the fish.
Yeah, you had
so the reason why I bring this up is because of the fact that I tend to lose my sense of reality when I see things like a flying fish. That's when I'm like, oh, okay, like this isn't real, kind of like Inception, right? Like that one scene with Leo and the spinning thing, whatever you call it.
The top.
Yeah, the top. Like, I still don't have an item that I can use in my dreams to help me, I guess, time. Like, mm-hmm. I know clocks don't work in the dream world.
Right.
But I don't always have I don't really wear watches. I mean, I have an iWatch and I barely even use it. But anyway, there's a few things in my dreams that I know if I really look, I can tell that I'm in my dream world, but because I'm just dreaming, like doing things, like I don't pay attention to that stuff, like how we do in real life. We don't pay attention to stuff. Anywho, so going back to the flying fish, so I guess for the purpose of the podcast, as opposed to, you know, it being a dream interpretation type thing, the flying fish is actually a symbol of good luck, a successful course of affairs, favorable circumstances, resolution of difficulties. It says, if you saw a dream about a big fish jumping out of the sea and flying over the water surface, this is a symbol of great success when implementing your idea. I didn't see a fish flying over the water, but I did see a flying fish.
Right.
So it seems to indicate here that something positive.
Yeah, it's really interesting, we'll too, see. Because as you were describing the lightning forming the tree,
mm-hmm.
it just seems like a strong symbol itself, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like something that should show up, you know? I tried looking up to see if there was anything referencing that mm-hmm. for, like, dream interpretation while you yeah. were describing it. And I didn't see anything for that specifically, but I did see for lightning mm-hmm. being also a sign of good luck.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
That's cool.
Couple signs of good luck there. Yeah. So maybe if we looked up a tree as well, it would show.
I mean, trees, something. I mean, I feel like trees in general represent a very good form of, like, stability and, you know, life.
Right.
I have been dreaming a lot lately of, like, children and giving birth to children. And I know for a fact that when you dream about being pregnant or giving birth to a child, it represents a new chapter in your life. Like, something big is going to change. And so I am going through a really interesting career change in my life and a lot of different changes with the new year and so on and so forth. So it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I just looked up what a tree in a dream means, and it says a tree is associated with your life, and the roots are the foundations of your life,
mm-hmm.
and the trunk and branches are elements of your existence. In summary, a dream of a tree is a symbolic meaning of life. The tree is a representation of how life grows and the connection to your family and relatives. So maybe it just means positive things coming to your life. Mm-hmm. Kind of backing up where your tarot reading spread was.
Yeah. So. Yeah, my tarot reading spread for the year was ultimately positive. There were some challenges in there, and of course, I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, it's I wouldn't want to, like, just cruise through life. Like, what's the fun in that? Like, right. You know, kind of want mm-hmm. a little spice to it.
Yeah. What are the good times without the bad, right?
Right.
The ups without the downs.
Exactly.
All right. Let's jump into our topic for the day, shall we?
Sure.
Sure. So we're talking about ASMR. You do that into my ear all the time.
All of the
and
time.
And it's hilarious every time. For anyone who doesn't know, ASMR is Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which is just a bunch of words. I have no idea how they came up with that. But what it means is, let me look at this here, a feeling of well-being combined with a tingling sensation in the scalp and down the back of the neck, as experienced by some people in response to a specific gentle stimulus, often a particular sound. Obviously, I don't get this because I laugh almost uncontrollably whenever you whisper in my ear.
It's
saying
not the
ASMR.
Same.
But, right, it's a...
I'm being comedic about it, but yeah.
Still, it's in an ASMR fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's interesting. Obviously, it's something that you experience and feel
mm-hmm.
because when listening to it, you've knocked out. Like, you fall
yeah,
asleep
I don't think
quick.
I don't think I've ever experienced the tingling of the spine or whatever mm-hmm. you have there in your...
The
in
scalp.
Your Yeah, I don't think I've really felt that. I've fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Which is not an easy task for you most
no,
nights. So
no, not at all.
The fact that it helps you knock out pretty quick is, mm-hmm. I mean, it means it's doing something for you.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, as I was looking deeper into this, I saw that ASMR can do things like reduce your heart rate and promote relaxation. And it can be comparable to other stress reduction techniques like music and mindfulness meditation,
mm-hmm.
Which is really interesting. And it can even provide short-term relief for anxiety and depression,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool, kind of necessary with it being dark as early as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, looks like there's some really good benefits to it. I've tried it, but I haven't really...
I think it's one of those things where, like, you kind of have to, like, explore and see
what works
best
for
you. Because
yeah.
it's like going to the gym, right? Like, everyone has a specific kind of routine and things that they want to do. And at first, you kind of try a little bit of everything. And
yeah.
then your body kind of guides you and tells you, like, okay, this is your form of workout. Or
mm-hmm.
And you can change it up, too, and things like that. So, like, I'll listen to some that are... like role play type ASMRs or just specific sounds, and you know I change it up. I don't
yeah because there are a bunch of different types of
mm-hmm.
ASMR, like role play, so it's like
mm-hmm.
Like facials or dentist office or you know
mm-hmm.
things like that, and then there are the soft sounds like what is it like, whispering or hands or, yeah.
Just like waters. There's just so many infinite types. So there's like just sounds and then role play and then even like food, ASMR of like people just eating, which is like really weird, but kind of fascinating at the same time. Yeah, so there's a variety and I feel like you have to obviously invest some time, like how with anything, right? Like
in finding what works for you.
Yeah, finding what works for you. And
if you've gone down some deep rabbit holes into ASMR.
Oh yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
The food one is kind of weird. Like it's weird, but
it's one I don't understand at all.
I get it, but it's so good.
Yeah. And for me, I think it's one of those things where it's odd because like it seems like it's meant to be auditory kind of thing, you know, so you would listen to it like you listen to a podcast, right? And I'm sure some people do. I know you find yours on YouTube.
YouTube.
But it seems like with the ones on YouTube, there's very much a almost video element to it as well. Mm-hmm. Like it's about the production of it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Which there's is a interesting few, as well. A few of them with, you know, some nice stuff going on, and I just knock it.
There are a lot of like attractive people doing it, like men and women, mostly women. Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't really like the men one though. Like there's one that I showed you.
It was creepy.
It was so creepy. And the guy looked like Thor. Mm-hmm. I forget his name, and I was like, first of all, I don't even find Thor attractive at all. Like I'm not like into that. Muscular,
thank God, 'cause I'm not that.
Bodybuilding type of, like, that's not my thing. Like your body type is, like, the perfect body type. Maybe you should do ASMR for me, custom. Anywho, so...
I'm already on it. That's why we have
these. I just don't like the men doing ASMR. I just find it creepy, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think, like, for me, too, like... thinking about it now and reflecting upon it, I think what it is just, like, it reminds me of, like, when I was a little girl when my mom used to, like, brush my hair. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a very nurturing, kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is. That's what it does for, I don't know.
Kind of calls upon. Yeah. But it also makes sense because we were kind of talking about this recently about how, like, we go to get massages done and masseuses tend to be, in general, women who, you know, at the end or throughout will often whisper in your ear and say, how did you like that? Or, you know, things like that. Like, is this too hard? You know, just whatever. Or like after a facial, you know, they'll often whisper, you know, all that. So, and they also tend to be female. So,
yeah. And I feel like there's a tenderness to it too, you know, like, and I have nothing against men. Like, I've had male masseuses, and they're fine. And sometimes I prefer male because I, you know, like, if I have really tense muscles, like, I really want them to get in there. Yeah. I'm not saying that a woman isn't capable of doing it, but it's, like, it depends, you know. But with ASMR, it's, like, no. Like, it just doesn't do it for me. I don't know. It just doesn't.
I feel like it's almost primed in a way to be more... Female-driven than male-driven. But, you know, that's just our experience. There may be...
That's my preference. Yeah. Everyone has their own preferences, so...
For sure.
Yeah.
So, I have the question on here, but we already kind of discussed it, about how you find your ASMR, which we know is YouTube. I think it started on Instagram, right? You just went down a rabbit hole?
Yeah, so it started on Instagram, you know, when they had that feature of, like, browsing through
the discovery section.
And it all started with, like, the whole soap thing where, like, people cut the soap and then...
And it's, like, mesmerizing because it's...
Yeah, or play with that gooey stuff. And I have... anxiety issues, like hardcore anxiety issues and stress issues, as most of us probably do, but mine is like intense to the point where like I can't sleep for days or anywho. So I felt like that kind of stuff really relaxed me and like I don't know, and so somehow
and it eventually led to
ASMR, it led to like an auditory type experience where like sound was implemented and I was like, what is this? And they said put your headphones on or whatever, and I was like, okay. So I put them on, and I was like, what is this? And I was like, ah. So then it pulled me, and then, like, and it just never came out.
Yeah, I remember you joking with me about before you put the headphones in, where you were like, I'm going to try ASMR, and you were just, like, joking and laughing about it, because it seemed kind of funny. And then you did you were like, I think I like ASMR.
Yeah, so. I thought it was fucking hilarious. I was like, who's into this stuff? People are crazy. Like, why? Like, who would ever listen to this? Mm-hmm. These people are weird. And like, oh, I guess that's me.
Yeah.
I know I'm weird, but it's like, I guess I'm like really weird because I like ASMR.
You know what I wonder? And I'm kind of reminded of that comedy show we saw the other night where one of the comedians was like, if you can think it, someone's into it. Type thing.
The angry feminist comedy show.
Guilty feminist.
Guilty feminist.
Yeah. When you were in school and they were like those people that had come in like check for lice, like head lice, you know, and they ran that like comb through your hair and everything, for whatever reason that like relaxed me like so hard. Yeah. And there are times where you run your fingers through my hair and I just feel the same way. So I wonder if there's an ASMR for that, because I could see myself just getting into that.
I'll send you a few. I've seen those. All right. Yeah,
I think I might be on the ASMR.
What I don't like, and I'm sure everyone has this problem outside of like watching ASMR videos, is just like holding my phone with my hands and being in a comfortable position. And then to the point where I'm falling asleep and my phone falls on my face.
And it wakes you up.
And then obviously. It wakes me up and I'm like, no. And then my nose touches the next button. So then it goes to the next video and I'm like, no.
I was listening to
that. I was interrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ASMR, check it out, folks. Let us know what you think of it.
I hope we've convinced you guys.
Yeah. If you try it and like it, hit us up on Twitter or Instagram. The Twitter handle is BTWN The Veils. And on Instagram, we're between .the.veils, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So you can find us on there. But that's our podcast for today. Thanks for listening. We're still committed to doing this. I think we're going to be on a weekly schedule. Is that what we kind of
are thinking? Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
That's kind of what we're gearing for. Doing this half-hour recording is pretty easy so far. It's been enjoyable for me.
For you.
Well, you know, it takes two to podcast. But thanks again for joining us as we discuss spirituality, wellness, and the things that make us feel good. We'll see you next time on Between the Veils.
Bye. Adios.